From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. With drivers facing sticker shock at the gas pump, Congress today tried addressing high oil prices. Democrats in the Senate brought up a bill to impose a windfall profits tax on oil companies. Republicans blocked the measure, calling it a gimmick. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
What Democrats called the consumer-first energy bill never really had a chance of passage, but it gave senators from both parties the opportunity to hone their election year arguments on the record gas prices. The bill would have imposed a windfall profits tax of 25% on oil companies that don't invest in renewable energy sources, and it would have taken away some $17 billion in tax breaks oil companies now enjoy. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri said the record profits oil companies have been earning, almost $41 billion for ExxonMobil alone last year, justified the Democrats' approach.
What nerve does it take for us to give oil companies $17 billion in taxpayer money with those kinds of profits? This is like the Twilight Zone. This can't be real.
But Republicans were dismissive of the Democrats' proposal. They said the answer to soaring energy prices was increased drilling, both offshore and at the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ideas that have been rejected by Congress in the past. Republican leader Mitch McConnell accused Democrats of trying to tax their way out of the problem.
Hitting the gas companies might make for good campaign literature or evening news clips, but it won't address the problem. This bill isn't a serious response to high gas prices. It's just a gimmick.
Democrats needed 60 votes to begin formal debate on their bill. They got 51, with six Republicans crossing party lines. After the vote, Democrat Charles Schumer of New York said Congress will revisit the issue in hopes of pressuring Republicans. He said people want Congress to do something.
They sure don't want a filibuster of debate. They sure don't want people to say, no, we're not changing anything. That's what's happened, and we believe if we come back to this again and again and again, they'll break.
A separate measure that would have extended tax breaks for renewable energy providers as part of a larger tax bill was also blocked by Republicans. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.